Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've heard this broadcast, you're hearing it over the radio, welcome. You know, it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans, He has purposes, and He's pursuing those plans with you this very day. And that's why you've tuned into this, whether you think it's a statistical chance, happenstance. It's not. God is looking for you, and He has a word for you to hear this day. Always remember, we open up with that song from the God of Abundance CD. You can go to our website and find a link to that CD, and you can purchase one for yourself. I highly encourage people to do it. It was put out by Kenneth Copeland Ministries decades ago now. On our website, you can get there by going to tbhm.org, tbhm.org. On the website there, you're going to find a page called Related Links. And on that page there, you'll see a picture of the God of Abundance CD. And you can click on the button that's on that page there, and it'll take you over to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, where you can get a copy of the CD immediately for $8. You can download a copy of the CD and play it on your smartphone, on your laptop, on your desktop computer. You can stream it over your phone while you're going down the road, listen to it. And it's all based on God's word, and it's all based on the truth that God is a good God, and He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. The Lord is good, people. And he's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows them that trust in Him. And that's a quote out of the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. So God loves you, cares for you, and He's for you. And when the God of all creation is for you, who or what can be against you? So welcome to the broadcast, all you new listeners, and for all you returning listeners, thank you for tuning in. Blessed be His holy name, now and forevermore. At our website, you can go to your browser, type in TBHM, that's Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org, tbhm.org, and it'll take you over to our website at touchedbyhim.org. At the bottom of the web page is our contact information. You can find out whatever you need to know about us there. On the bottom left-hand corner, there's a tab where you can click on it. It'll give you our mailing address. The mailing address is Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. Again, that's Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. You can click on the phone tab, and there you can find our contact information. You can call us at 970-314-4077. Again, that's 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave the reason why you're calling, and make it your, if you're calling for prayer, leave your prayer request right there. We'll start praying for you immediately. And if you want us to get back in contact with you, we will. Just leave us a way in which you would like us to do that, and we'll follow it. Also, you can email us, praywithme at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org. Send in your prayer requests that way. God is on the move. Hey, he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh right now. It's the time of the former and latter rain combined. Things are getting going. The whole earth will be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And when you believe on him for your health and your healing, he'll come through for you every time. When you attend to his word, you put it first place. And by doing that, you're putting him, Jesus, first place in your life. And when you're willing and obedient, which means you'll do what he tells you to do, he'll say what he tells you to. You'll say what he tells you to say. You won't do what he tells you not to do. You won't say what he tells you not to say. His word then coming out your mouth will go before you. It will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. You know, and as far as everything is concerned, Jesus is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has been and always will be Christ the healer. He is the Lord God who heals you. The hope of glory is inside, on the inside of you. And know that and learn how to exercise that authority and to bring it out and to heal you from your infirmity, whatever it is. I've talked with many people over these summer months, June, July, at the beginning of very August here, and so many of you are being afflicted by sickness and disease, and the Lord has had me review over these last several months faith, the spiritual force of faith, and then also the authority of the believer, especially when it comes to healing, and what God did for you and paid the price for you on the cross, and how to enforce that authority that you have. And, you know, you don't need other people to pray for you. You can stand up with the authority that you have in Christ Jesus that's in on the inside of you, Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. Exercise that authority and drive out every sickness and every disease. You know, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the punishment for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And that's the simple truth of it. And God will help heal everything in your life. And that is a simple truth. And as you get closer to him and grow in him and start walking with him on a daily basis, his word will go before you. It'll make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. He told us in Luke 10 and 19, "Behold, I give you, believer, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, no sickness, no disease, no demon in hell, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Blessed be his holy name." One of the things I've offered up for people, contact us by email and request the daily prayer that we pray for ourselves individually going forward. And you can pray this prayer for you on a regular basis. And it starts out with the 91st Psalm, 23rd Psalm. "You are my shepherd, Lord, I shall not want. You make me to lie down in the green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You, Lord, restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And if you go back onto our website there, one of the things that you can know about when you're listening to this broadcast on radio, you can always go back to our website, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org, and then click on the media page. On the media page, we have there, you know, 6-8 weeks of recent broadcasts, and you really should go back to the ones that the earliest and go forward if you haven't heard them. I have right now up there, you're going to hear there's going to be Radio Week starting from June 8th of 2025 and going forward, one message a week. But when we air them over the radio, we only have 30 minutes of airtime, and the messages typically go longer than 30 minutes. Last week's message was like 40 minutes, and that was before, you know, with the intro and then the exiting of the broadcast, even longer than that. So you're looking at, you know, 40 plus minutes to hear the entire message. So I encourage people, if you're riding in the car right now, you can go back to your cell phone. You can stream this message over the internet at tbhm.org. Go to the media page, click on the radio week of 8/10/2025, and you can hear the message in its entirety. And I encourage people to listen to it more than once. Let it feed your spirit. I put as much word into every broadcast as I can, because God's word doesn't come back void. It goes out and accomplishes what he intended for it to accomplish. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? And believe me, the God of all creation is for you. He loves you so much, he gave his only begotten son so that whosoever would believe on him will not perish but have everlasting life. So God is for you, and he loves you, and he cares for you, and he's got nothing but the best for you, even in this greatest time of shaking that we have ever seen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And let me tell you, people, the light is shining in the darkness right now, but the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. His truth is marching on, and that light is shining throughout everywhere in the world right now, and especially in the United States of America. You've seen what's been happening. June was so-called the world's month of pride, but pride always goeth before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. And look what's happened in July. So much is being revealed. Everything done in the dark is now being brought out into the light, and people are shocked and learning about what's going on, and it's still going to be continuing on and happening. It's been a plan in place since before the year of 2016, when President Trump first announced his decision to run for president and became president in 2017. But there had been a plan in place already that was going on back in the early, in 2010, 2011, especially in 12, going forward. You know, the body of Christ started praying, and they started praying that the psalm, I'm looking it up, or not the psalm, but the prayer out of 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. And we started praying this in fullness and intensity as a body of believers throughout the United States and throughout the world. This prayer, which based on this statement that was made in 2 Chronicles, verse 17, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And that is what's going on right now, people. Things are being brought out. The Lord hates an unjust balance. He's all about righteousness and righteous rule. And righteousness is prevailing throughout the United States here. No matter what the enemy does, the light is still being shined on it. And so much more shaking is still going on. He promised us in his word long time ago, and then repeated it again multiple times throughout his written word, that in one last time he will shake everything, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is what will remain, and that is the kingdom of God, his righteousness, his word. And his word goes forth, and Jesus is the word. In John chapter 1, verse 14, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you know, he told us how to pray the perfect prayer, which opens up as, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you pray that prayer, the manifestation of that prayer is now. The whole earth, it was prophesied long ago that the whole earth would be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And that outpouring is underway, an outpouring that he talked about. He told us in the book of Hosea chapter 6, that after 2 days he will revive us. We are in the throes of that outpouring right now, and he is in the process of reviving his church, raising us up, the body of believers, the body of Christ out there right now. After 2 days he will revive us. The 2 days since the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he is in the process of reviving us, and he's doing it by the outpouring of his Spirit on all flesh, everywhere, and it's not going to stop now going forward until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that beginning of that third day, he will raise us up and we will live in his sight. And then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And that is happening right now. And it shall come to pass afterward, and this is Joel chapter 2, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days I will pour out my Spirit. And that outpouring is now underway, going stronger than it ever has. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So what a time for us to be alive. You know, people will say, it never gets old serving the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. I'll bless the Lord at all times. Praise of him shall continually be in my mouth. You know, I wanted to get back before I go any farther. I'll get carried away with talking about the Lord and just praising his name. But, you know, that daily prayer that we put out, if you email us and just write us at praywithme@tbhm.org. Praywithme@tbhm.org. Just put down, please send me a copy of the daily prayer. It includes the 23rd Psalm, the 91st Psalm, the 103rd Psalm. It includes Isaiah 54:17. Also, it talks about 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8, and how to be blessed by God in all the ways of blessing. And then, you know, we pray this for ourselves. I individually pray this prayer for myself every day, and I share it with everybody who wants it. And, you know, it's always served me well. I was given these scriptures back in the 1980s, and I've carried them forward, and I hear people, I've learned that other people as well pray these prayers regularly. And, you know, like I said earlier, God's word doesn't come back void. It goes out and accomplishes what he intends for it to accomplish. And you're in a covenant, a blood-bought covenant, that Jesus laid his life down for you, sealed in blood. This covenant is, and with that covenant, you can enforce the authority that he purchased for you through his death, burial, and resurrection from the cross. His death, his burial, and his resurrection. It took his blood to accomplish that. He shed his blood for us. You know, the blood that they were doing at the annual sacrifice of animals and bulls and goats and turtle doves wasn't getting it done. And they had to do it every year because it wasn't the blood of men. But through one man, sin entered the earth, through Adam, through another man, Jesus paid the price for us so that we once again could live in right standing with him, in front of our Father God, to a life that is everlasting, that he always intended from the beginning, blessed, a life blessed, coming in, going out, going and coming, you know, being awake, being asleep, having a life that's blessed. And when you know that, he sealed that with his blood. And when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, having believed in your heart and then confessed him as Lord with your mouth, inviting him into your life, then a whole new series of circumstances go to work for you. Immediately the new believer is translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And as you disciple yourself and start studying his word, and as I said, do what it tells you to do and say what it tells you to say. Don't do what it tells you not to do. Don't say what it tells you not to say. His word will go before you. It will make your way successful. You will have good success. You'll prosper in everything that you do. And that's the goodness of God. He loves you. He cares for you. That's why we always open up with that song. But anyway, email us if you want a copy of that daily prayer. Just email it. And I'll send it to you, a copy of it. We'll see to it that a copy gets sent to you, and you'll know exactly how I pray, because it's written at, in the form of the first person. And it starts off, "Good morning, Father. I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength." And then I go into the, and then with that prayer, we go into the Psalms, and also into Isaiah 54 and 17, and then 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. You know, as you walk in the truth of God's word, get yourself a copy of that prayer. All you got to do, and we're not going to market you. We're not going to keep sending you emails. Unless you want to hear more stuff from us, we'll communicate with you that way. But unless you request it, we're not going to gather up your emails, and certainly we don't make any of that available to any public website or mailing list to contact you. So once you say that prayer every day, you know, you'll understand that the blessing of Abraham has been commanded upon you by your Father. God in heaven, he bought and paid for it by Jesus at Calvary. Today and every day going forward, you shall go forth in faith and in victory. And when you do that and act on that and believe in that accordingly, stating those words out your mouth, you're enforcing your authority as a believer, Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When you do that, that battle becomes the Lord's, and then he turns around and gives you the victory. So that's why I say I'll praise his holy name. It's the name above all names. It's the one who's right it is. He's the one who's right it is to rule. He's the worthy one, no doubt. I honor him. I praise him. I adore him. He's the precious one within my sight. Lord, he is the worthy one. He's the king above all kings. He paid the price I couldn't pay for myself. I bow down to and before you, Lord. You are the king above all kings, no doubt in my mind. For all eternity, I'll praise the mighty name. To you, Jesus, I give honor and praise. With every breath I take, I will praise your holy name. And so blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So remember, as this broadcast goes forth here today, you can request that prayer simply by praywithme@touchedbyhim.org. On our website again, don't forget about the media page. Go there to hear the fullness of this broadcast going forward, so that you can hear everything that God had intended for you this day. But we're living in a time that goes beyond words. And I'll tell you, great uncovering is happening. I've been ministering and teaching on, the Lord has led me to it. He told me early in May, to start teaching a little bit again about faith. I learned all this stuff back in the 1980s in the very beginning. And after getting saved and born again, Romans 10, 9 and 10, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I invited Jesus into my life. I got down on my knees. I repented of my past sin, and I committed my life to him that day. And he came in, and the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind. And in that process, after getting saved, this is in the mid-1980s, by the end of the 1980s, I was going forward. The Holy Spirit was leading and guiding me into all truth as I read his word on a regular basis. And then God led me to Kenneth Copeland, and then Kenneth Copeland led me to Kenneth E. Hagin. And I started reading the messages, the teachings of Kenneth E. Hagin, that led me to The Believer's Authority, which was a book that was originally written in 1984. And then there was another book that came out in the mid-80s, or later, 1986 or so, called Mountain Moving Faith. After The Believer's How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. I read The Believer's Authority first, then How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, and then Mountain Moving Faith. And all these messages that I've put out in these last few weeks have been based on all the teachings that came from Kenneth E. Hagin. So, you know, and people just need to be reminded of it. The enemy's come around to kill, steal, and destroy. He's going around roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. But he may not devour you. And when you learn how to exercise your authority as a believer, you're going to trample on all the truth of the devil, and you're going to receive all the promises of God, which are yes and amen in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing. And the door to exercising authority pivots upon two phrases Paul prayed for the Ephesians, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That's Ephesians 1 verse 20, and has raised us up together to be with him in Ephesians 2 and verse 6. So these past messages that I've been doing have all been directed by the Lord. Originally, I learned them from Kenneth E. Hagin. I learned a lot of it from Kenneth Copeland Ministries going forward. And you can learn them too. And you need to, for those of you, it's a refresher course. For many of you believers who've been around for a long time, it's a refresher course. But it's important for you to know it, because God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh, and he's taking you up as a whole new level as a believer. And you know, just like he's promised us that he would, you're going to be able to exercise that authority as never before. So you should be excited about that. It's like Luke 10 verses 19. Behold, Jesus is speaking here. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you go forward into all your word and preach the gospel. Tell people about the good news. The word gospel means good news. That Jesus paid the price for you on the cross, that you can have right relationship again, and to rule and reign with him on earth. And his kingdom is now manifesting here. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. And what's being happening right now and turning the whole world around is because of the time in which we're living, and God is on the move. Like the song says, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. And we're going forward, and in that is a victory. Righteousness will prevail. God hates an unjust balance. Things are being drawn out, and they're going to pay a price. We've been in a war that people haven't really recognized. For the last 10 years or so, there's been an operation going on, a great worldwide operation done from the shaking, but also a military operation going right here from the United States that people know nothing about right now, but it's been happening. The mainstream media, as they call it, is becoming legacy media, and it carries no more weight. Young people aren't going to legacy media. They're not turning on ABC, NBC, CBS for information anymore, because it's been shown that they've been lying to us and complicit in all this dishonesty that's been happening in this nation and throughout the entire world, especially in these last 10 years, trying to accelerate what the world's trying to accomplish, which is anti what God is trying to accomplish. But they lose no matter what. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And in him, we have the victory. In him, you have the victory. So when Jesus said, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is a legal transfer of authority from Jesus to every believer. So when you start to exercise that authority, you can go forward with victory. Remember that you're seated up with him at the right hand of the Father now. When you were born again, you got translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. And as doing that, you were brought up to be with him, and with him you are seated at the right hand of the Father, and not just above, but far above, on all, over all heavenly and demonic forces, all the wickedness of the enemy. You are above it all, seated in that position of authority. And if you look at the prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20, which I referenced there, and in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, as you meditate on those prayers and you learn to pray them for yourself, you feed on their truths until they become a part of your inner consciousness, then they will dominate your life. But don't try to accept them mentally. You've got to get the revelation of them in your spirit. And notice that not only is Christ seated at the right hand of the Father above all the powers in Satan's realm, but there too, because God has raised us up together, not only have we been made to sit, but notice where we are sitting, far above all principality, all power, all might, and all dominion. That was stated in Ephesians 1 and verse 21. So in the mind of God, you were raised when Christ was raised. When Christ sat down, we sat down too, and that's where we are now. Positionally speaking, we're seated at the right hand of the Father with Christ. The act of Christ being seated implies that for the time being, at least, certain aspects of his work are suspended. All the authority that was given to Christ belongs to us through him, and we may exercise it. So any sickness, every disease, I gave that message on Isaiah 53, where it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Where it says, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, the punishment for our peace he took upon himself, and by his stripes we are healed. And I'm particularly focusing on your healing. I know many of you have come under attack. We've been under attack all our lives. You know, the enemy's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's been trying to kill us through foods, and processes that we didn't even know were out there. We thought all of medicine, all of pharmacy was for us to get us healed and delivered, but that's not the case. You know, it seems like more of it was just put out there to make a profit off of us and keep us under their thumb, not to heal us and deliver us from any sickness. Well, that's what Christ has done for you. You know, I know people are out there looking for their healing, and they're dedicating their lives to this particular way. Not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not knocking that. You know, exercising, doing this to gain 60 more months of life. But the question remains still is, so you make it that extra 60 months and you outlive everybody by five years. Still, your end of your life is coming. And you're going to find out that life is full of many choices. You know, broad is the path that leads to destruction. But ultimately, it always comes down to two at the very end of your life. It's heaven or hell. And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Choose life. You know, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So choose him. And life just doesn't end with when you've lived your 80 years, your 100 years, 120 years, even if you lived it disease and sickness free, you still have to make the choice for yourself. Nobody else can make it for you. But, you know, he laid it out for you, and it's his job. He sees to it that no man, speaking of the race of man, either male or female, will stand before him without excuse. So at the end of your life, it always comes down to two choices. It's either heaven or hell. Make no mistake about that. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe. And that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.